all, glory be to God. KS Nation, KS Red Dust Show family, what's going on? You guys know what time it is. It is Friday at 8 o'clock, which means only one thing, that it's time for the KS Red Dust Show. And if you have seen the flyer, then you know who my guest is tonight. The author, the very talented Miss Danielle Brown. And before I get her on the show, I'm going to open up the show with prayer. I do want to say thank God to Michelle Lee and RL Music for that exclusive intro, as well as Cross Worship with that same God track that the video was just released today by the homie DeMarcus Howard and Jillian Ellis, you know, some local talent in Cincinnati. So first and foremost, Father God, we want to say thank you for this day. Thank you for this time of fellowship, this hour that we are going to dedicate to you for your glory, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that that your voice will be heard on tonight, that your love will be felt through the testimony that Miss Danielle is going to give, as well as her inspirations behind her book, behind the testimonies about her book, behind the answer that she's going to give on tonight. Lord, I just ask that you would just strengthen her even right now, God. Of course, nobody knows what she's going through or if she is going through anything, but we're all going through something. And Lord, I just ask that you would just strengthen her even right now, God. Give her a fire inside of her to continue to burn and continue to be on fire for you, God. Lord, if there's anything that we have done that is against your will today or yesterday or even before yesterday, Lord, we repent right now. We just ask for your forgiveness of our sins, both knowingly and unknowingly, even right now, God. Lord, we love you. We just want to say that we thank you for everything that you're doing today and what you're going to do tomorrow and what you're going to do down the line. So, Lord, we just come to you with humble hearts. We made up minds to let you know that you are the source. You are the one that keeps everything together, and you are the one that gives us the strength to overcome and endure. So, God, just have your will on tonight. Lord, let your will be done on tonight as we press forward to the cross, press forward to what you have called us to do. As we press forward with the little strength that we have, may you meet us. May you meet us tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, Danielle is on the line. We got a bunch of callers on the line, you guys. I do want to say thank you to everybody that is listening live. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on, sis? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. A little nervous, but I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I do want to give you a round of applause for joining me on tonight because you could have said no, but instead you said yes.
Thank you.
So this has been about a month in the making. We've been, off and on talking for about a month and a half or so, and I just so happened to have an open available space, and you just happened to have an open available space in your schedule. So here we are on tonight, and we're going to talk about your book titled The Lion in the Yard. Overcoming the enemy, which is what we need to do. And, you just got to continue to press forward. I'm excited for your book, but we're going to jump into that a little later. But can you tell us the quick version of your testimony?
Yes. Well, I initially wrote my first book back in 2007, but it didn't get finished until 2016. And, of course, it was because I wasn't done going through what I was going through. Fast forward to today. After my divorce, I went through a lot of, emotions, anger, bitterness, those things like that. And, of course, I thought I was completely healed from those things, and I wasn't. So God led me to this book by Beth Morris called When Godly People Do Ungodly Things. And, of course, a lot of the things that I had dealt with or was dealing with at the moment came up. So I... God watered a seed that was already in me to write my second book. And of course, he brought up the scripture from 1 Peter 5:8, which is the basis of my book. And of course, it's all about overcoming the enemy and something that God is continuing to do in my life even today. I went through a lot of different stuff throughout my life, of course. Some people may know, some may not. I actually used to be an exotic dancer, which, God had brought me out of course, because it was something that I wasn't supposed to be doing. I also overcame alcohol, overcame drugs, God pulled me out of a really nasty place in my life. And so I'm grateful, eternally grateful for that.
Amen. Now, while you were, you know, like dancing and like doing these other things that the Lord didn't call you to, did you still have the passion to write? Like, were you still writing?
Yes, I did. I've actually been writing whole plays and stories since I was 10 years old. So writing was a gift that I knew I had. Of course, because I got distracted by, you know, things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, I didn't walk into that, you know, I didn't walk in that like I should have. And so here I am today.
Amen. Now, you said that you were doing things that you shouldn't have. Of course, that delays God's blessings. But did you know that while you were, you know, doing those things?
I was actually raised in a church. My Aunt Donna, my mother's sister, started taking me to church when I was very young. So I had the knowledge of God. I knew who God was, but I did not have a relationship with him. So, you know, there's a huge difference between us knowing about God and actually knowing God and having a relationship with God. And so at that time, I did not, but I knew, you know, I knew God and I knew, you know, what I was and wasn't supposed to be doing. And instead chose my own way anyway, and I suffered a lot for that.
Gotcha. So it pays to follow God's instructions the first time. Would you agree to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. We would save ourselves a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache, heartbreak, and just turmoil if we would just surrender our lives and our wills to God and just do things his way.
Amen. Now, of course, Just like DeMarcus said in that same God track, if you're not done moving, then I'm not done waiting. And we have to wait on God. We have to wait on God. We have to serve others, love others, and wait on God. A lot of times we can get drawn up and caught up, tangled in our emotions, in long friendships. Because we don't want to say no to that person because we've known them for X amount of years or X amount of time. We can get caught up in doing a lot of things, but we should get caught up in waiting on God because God's instructions and his will and his way is perfect. And a lot of us, we know that later on down the line, but he has given us so many warnings and so much grace while we were doing our thing. So thank God for his grace and thank God for his faithfulness.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% because I know personally firsthand that God's grace and mercy saved my life on multiple occasions. There was actually one incident, if you don't mind me telling it, it's really quick. I was 17, about to turn 18 years old, and I ended up meeting this guy in a bar. And of course I was 17, so I had no place in the bar anyway. There's just ways around that. So I was in this bar. I met this guy. Fast forward. We went back to his place. He ended up telling me he was going to California. And so I was like, you know, I just met this guy. I was head over heels, you know, being dumb. And I ended up going to California with this guy, not knowing him from a can of paint. And in between that, we stopped in Arizona because we drove to California. And something happened there. Fast forward, we ended up at this place. I didn't know. They locked me in there. And so I'm scared. They're not feeding me. He ends up, and God was in, I was laying in the bed and God told me, don't move. And so I didn't move. And he was saying some really crazy stuff. And I was like, okay. And fast forward, he comes back and he tells me, you know, what were you doing in Arizona? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And so something, I guess, happened to him in Arizona and he put it on me and he was like, well, if I hear back from these people and they say what I think they're going to say, I'm going to send you home to your parents in a box. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I had no clue what was going on. Well, this particular day, they didn't lock the door. And I started frantically calling my family. And it was one of the last times I talked to my grandfather. And they were trying to find a way to get me home. And so I ended up at this women's shelter in California, in Los Angeles. And one day I ended up calling my mom, not thinking I was ever going to get home. And she was at work. She wasn't at work because my grandfather had passed away. And I didn't know this until I called her at work and they told me. So my aunt brought me home. So that falls right in line with what you were saying about following God's instructions. My parents would never let me go. So, of course, me being disobedient and rebellious, I went anyway, and the end result was I almost lost my life. So I thank God for covering me, even in my ignorance.
So hold up. Wait a minute. 17 years old in the bar. So was this at nighttime?
Yes.
And
yes.
Were you in school? Like, did you have school the next day?
I did, but if this just happens to be on a weekend, and, you know, bars are jam-packed, crowded on the weekend. Like I said, there's ways around getting in, especially when you're a female. So, you know, it wasn't hard for me to get into the bars and clubs, I'll just say that. But I was 17 in the bars and clubs, drinking, doing things I shouldn't have been doing. And, you know, in the end, I ultimately suffered for those things. But if I didn't go through those things, I wouldn't have a testimony today. So I would say I regret some of it, but I'm grateful to God for keeping me during those moments so I could live and tell somebody about it.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into our first song of the night by Miss Real Henderson. Yeah, that's her stage name. And this is called The Process. Because if we don't trust God in the process, then we're going to get lost in the process. We can't afford to get lost in the process if we got to obey God in the process, and we got to trust the process. So without any further ado, here is Real Henderson with Process. Check it out.
But it's a process. It's a process. Ain't been coming at me with this nonsense. Process. Talking about the process. My conscience. Look. I wanna speed it up, but it's a process. Demons coming at me with this nonsense. Man, I got too much on my plate and on my conscience. Like a grandma never made it off the project. On that subject, I ain't really speak my mind yet. I'm out of touch, but don't take that out of context. It's on a daily basis, Holy Spirit make a concept. Why would I sign a deal when I already got a contract? My grandmother died on May 1st. Man, I swear that pain is the worst. I really thought that I would go first, but I still gotta live on my purpose. Deep inside my heart, I've been searching. I'm talking about 11 years old. All I ever wanted was a hand I could hold. All I ever needed was a man to be bold. But God got a whole nother plan for me. He told me he already got a man for me. I asked him where he been at, where he was. He told me that he decorating rooms. He told me I'm a bride and I'm ready for a groom. I told him that's a fact and I hope he coming soon. He told me pray for grace and he told me have faith. He told me pace the process and to stay in a race. Wanna speed it up, but it's a process. Demons coming at me with this nonsense. Man, I got too much on my plate and on my conscience. Like a grandma never made it off the project. On that subject, I ain't really speak my mind yet. I'm out of touch, but don't take that out of context. It's on a daily basis, Holy Spirit make a contact. But would I sign a deal when I already got a contract? Wanna speed it up, but it's a process. Demons coming at me with this nonsense. Man, I got too much on my plate and on my conscience. Like a grandma never made it off the project. On that subject, I ain't really speak my mind yet. I'm out of touch, but don't take that out of context. It's on a daily basis, Holy Spirit make a contact. Why would I sign a deal when I already got a contract? The process, clean my heart and change my mindset. Talking about content, he said this ain't for profit, just give him the knowledge. At times I lose my drive, but he give me the mileage. I was looking for love in the world, but I couldn't find it. My own insanity was the new logic. Little did I know where the homie hostage. So Jesus spoke to me and I left the bondage. But now I'm on this path and it's breaking me down. But he watering me, so I sprout from the ground. I'm wanting to be clean and obedient now. I'm growing in my convictions, I'm not lenient now. My darkness turning light and the harvest looking right. God working on me every day and every night. He deep cleaning my soul, yeah, that robe looking white. I was being served death, but now he served me life. Wanna speed it up, but it's a process. Demons coming at me with this nonsense. Man, I got too much on my plate and on my conscience. Like a grandma never made it off the project. On that subject, I ain't really speak my mind yet. I'm out of touch, but don't take that out of context. It's on a daily basis, Holy Spirit make a contact. But would I sign a deal when I already got a contract? Wanna speed it up, but it's a process. Demons coming at me with this nonsense. Man, I got too much on my plate and on my conscience. Like a grandma never made it off the project. On that subject, I ain't really speak my mind yet. I'm out of touch, but don't take that out of context. It's on a daily basis, Holy Spirit make a contact. But what I signed a deal when I already got a contract.
Hey, this is Summer Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel and check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show. Or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony. So get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intersect. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
Hey, this is Luke Hawthorne, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive music and exclusive interviews.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hey man, shout out to Real Henderson for that track titled The Process. I don't know if it's new, I don't know if it's old, but she sent it over and I loved it. Well, it was one of the songs that I love out of the five that she sent me. So if you guys enjoy it, Real Henderson, she will be also in rotation for the month of March. So definitely chime in to Candy Convos on Tuesday night, as well as KS Radio Show interviews on Friday nights, because it's a lit U-ation, and we just love to give God glory. Speaking of giving God glory, my guest tonight is the lovely Miss Danielle Brown. She is an author, and she has a book that's about to be released this month. So get your notebooks, get your pens, get your pads, get your pencils. Whatever you got to do to write down the title of her book, when it's going to be released, and how you can get a hold of it, because that information is coming up next. Danielle, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. How did you like that The Process track?
I did. I was going to actually ask you the info, but you gave it. So I wrote it down, and I'm going to put it in my rotation for music and check it out. And I have my kids check it out because they love music. So.
But it was a dope track.
I liked it.
It is a dope track. I fell in love with all her music. I saw her post a video sometime like a week and a half ago or so. And I was like, who is this? Because, you know, every now and then when you delete a few people off your friends list, the old friends come up. And I'm like, who is this girl? And I love the song that she was singing on the live. And, like, she just happened to respond to my comment. And then she emailed me, like, four songs. So I don't know if they're new or if she's promoting them or if they're old from like a previous project, but The Process track definitely stuck out to me, which is why I put it in queue on tonight. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, KS Nation. I'm hoping that you guys enjoyed it too. And again, Ms. Danielle Brown is my guest on tonight. Danielle, one quick question. What made you want to be a guest on my show, on the KS Radio Show tonight?
Well, I am all for telling my testimony, and I'm all for giving God glory. I am a worshiper at heart, and I love the Lord. And I just felt like I needed to, I feel like there are some people that may need to hear what God did for me just so that they know that he can do it for them as well. Overcoming is not a limited thing when it comes to God. So he's not a respecter of persons. He loves everyone that bears his name. And so I feel like that me telling my testimony will help someone. So here I am.
Amen. And for those who are listening now, if you ever have a question in this segment of the show, then press the number one key, ask her a question, or if something stuck out to you that you want to encourage her by lifting her up, then just press the number one key to be live on the show. We are going to get into the shout-out part of the show because Brother Da Vinci in my commercial mentioned that I do birthday shout-outs. So, Danielle, you as my guest, it's only right that I ask you if you have any shout-outs you want to give or birthday shout-outs.
I actually want to give an early birthday shout-out to my brother Demetrius, and I want to shout-out my daughters, Maya, Michaela, Olivia, and Aaliyah, and my future son-in-law, Carl. And my husband, of course, Lorenzo Brown Jr., and my pastor, Bishop Samuel Hampton II, and Elder Lady Miranda Hampton at First Apostolic Faith Church in Akron, Ohio, and, of course, you, the host of this show, and thank you for having me.
Amen. Now, we all know that Facebook gets on our last nerve every day with the birthday notifications. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into these birthday shout-outs that are on my list for today. Big birthday shout out to Miss Ramona Malone, my good friend Lorena Rose Mina. Her stage name is Unique, UNEEK. She's a singer out of California. So big birthday shout out to her. Miss Faith Pettis Hogmaw, my good friend Christina Aurora from, I believe she's in New Jersey. We've been friends about 5 or 6 years. She's been a KS Radio Show supporter since 2016, so she's been in the trenches with me and everything. I think my cousin's birthday was earlier this week, Miss Tahira Sumbry. Alexis Johnson's birthday, my younger sister, Alexis Johnson, her birthday was on the 3rd, which was Tuesday? Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. And the homie Go Yee, he celebrated a birthday earlier this week as well. So I'm hoping that you guys have enjoyed your birthdays, whether today or earlier this week, and that you thank God for another year of his blessings and his protection. I'm going to keep the show rolling. Now, Ms. Danielle Brown, you are an author. And like I mentioned, the title of your book is called The Lion in the Yard, Overcoming the Enemy. Can you tell us what inspired this book? What inspired you to write this book, publish it, and, you know, it's coming out this month. So what inspired you to write it?
Well, if you remember me saying in the beginning of the show, I had obtained a book by Beth Moore entitled When Godly People Do Ungodly Things. And, of course, like I said, I had that seed to write my second book inside of me already, and it just needed to be watered, of course. So I was reading that book, and she elaborated on 1 Peter 5 and 8, and she was saying how we unknowingly and sometimes even knowingly give the enemy access to our lives. And so God showed me. God showed me a fence, and of course, he started speaking to me about, you know, cracks and different access points of the fence, and it represented to me my life. And at the time, I was going through some very turbulent things, and of course, this is even in my walk with God, of course. So if you guys think that we can't, you know, fall backwards, you can be more wrong. I was going through, like I said, some turbulent things at that time. And while I was reading that book, God was truly ministering to me about that particular scripture and about how I myself personally was giving the enemy access to my life in various ways at that time. So God started talking to me about the book. He gave me the title, The Lion in the Yard. And, of course, the subtitle didn't come until I got finished because it kept changing. But ultimately, that's what it was. So what inspired me to write it was what is exactly what I said, what she said when she elaborated on the lion that the scripture talks about and how we give him access to our lives through sometimes deliberate and hidden sins. So So I had that going on myself, and so God had to, you know, break me down about that, and I had to confront a lot of different things, past and present, and so that's how the book came about, you know, just by God dealing with me about me.
Amen. And can you tell us, when will it hit shelves? When will it hit online? When will it be released, and what platforms?
We are looking at a week from today, depending on how fast the publisher gets it printed, but it will be available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble, and, of course, it will be, you know, paperback. So they are actually building my website right now as we speak. So when my website is obtained, I will give out that information. I can be accessed on IG, Facebook, of course, Twitter, even, you know, personal, you know, contact information. Like I said, I would give out my email address, of course, if you allow that, so they can reach me and contact me in regards to getting a paperback copy of the book.
Amen. Now, do you know, like, how much the book would be on, you know, on the different websites, Amazon or whatever?
Yes, the book will be $15. I am not sure what they're going to charge for shipping when we have to, you know, ship out copies. I guess it would depend from state to state and even international. So the base price of the book, though, is $15.
Gotcha. Well, I am enjoying the interview thus far. Are you enjoying the interview?
I definitely am.
Well, I'm hoping that I'm making you feel at home, because I want every guest to feel at home, you know, not be nervous during the interview and so forth. So I'm glad that you agreed to be a guest on tonight, and I'm hoping that I'm doing a good job as a host.
You definitely are. You are the most hospitable host that I've had. I've had some before. Well, I had one before, and, you know, it was kind of easy, but, you know, I didn't feel as comfortable then as I do now, so I appreciate you for that.
Gotcha. So with it being, you know, March 2021, is this your first interview of 2021?
It definitely is. So, yeah, you are the first interview of 2021. You are my first interview for this book. So you're the first.
Wow. Releasing exclusives on the KS Radio Show. That's what it's all about, you guys. Exclusive interviews and exclusive music. Again, you guys, this is Arthur, Ms. Danielle Brown from Akron, Ohio. She has a book coming out in about a week, maybe a little over a week, titled The Lion in the Yard, Overcoming the Enemy. And you guys, I'm going to push it. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to make announcements in the upcoming weeks. And if you are not following her on social media, then you can go through me to get a hold of her to get your copy. And I'm going to do my best as the host, as a friend, as a supporter to support you. Are you ready for some more music?
Absolutely.
Amen. So how about we a little international? I got a friend over in the Netherlands named Melanie Williams. And, of course, the music scene over in the Netherlands is definitely different from the United States. So she doesn't get a lot of support. So we have a song by Melanie Williams titled Love Never Fails. And we all know that even through our mistakes or on our good days, God's love never fails. It remains the same. And this is what this song is all about. So if you are feeling discouraged, if your back is against the wall, or if you had a terrible Friday or a bad week, said some things you shouldn't have, or you caught an attitude at the person that cut you off in traffic, whatever the case may be, God's love never fails, and he loves you the same, if not even more than he did the day before. So you guys, be encouraged, and here is Melanie Williams with Love Never Fails. Check it out.
To you. Couple of new things that I will be offering in 2021. The first is a couple support group called Better Me, Better Us. This group is designed to help couples work through some issues and improve their connectivity and intimacy in their relationship. This group will meet every third Saturday from 1 to 2:30. The other thing that I am offering this next year is a 7-week course called From Forgiveness to Healing. This 7-week transformational journey will support the participants as they walk through the process of forgiveness so that they can experience the healing that God wants for all of us. And so this transformational journey will begin on February 5th through March 19th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. So I'm really looking forward to this course because it will be enlightening and life-changing for those who participate in it. I am really excited about these two events for Rosalind Smith Counseling in 2021. See the post for registration details, and I hope to see you there. Be blessed.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by God for a purpose. She's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. Shalom Chic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
You got up with Alicia and the KS Radio Show. Kingdom supporters.
Just like that, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to my good friend Melanie Williams with that Love Never Fails track. And also I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors on tonight, Rosalind Smith Counseling, where you can find Rosalind for professional counseling services for individuals and couples. Check out the link in the description of this show at rosalindsmithcounseling.com and follow her everywhere at Rosalind Smith Counseling on Instagram as well as Facebook and social media. Big shout out to also Glory Shalom for partnering with the KS Radio Show. And you can check out her website at shalomchic.com, which is an online fashion boutique, like she mentioned in the commercial, with affordable prices for every woman. And every order comes with free shipping. So do yourself a favor and shop today. Miss Danielle Brown is my guest. Like I mentioned, she is an author. And we are excited for her book release titled The Lion in the Yard, Overcoming the Enemy. Again, it will be releasing sometime next week. Yeah, you got 7 days to get your money right, to get your pennies right, and make sure that your account is not in overdraft so you can buy her book and support her. Amen. Danielle, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Well, what did you think about that Love Never Fails track?
Well, I don't mean to sound biased, but I love it. I love it. I'll be adding that one, too. You've given me quite a list of music to play and to pray and meditate to and work out to. So I'm feeling all of it tonight.
We are in the last 15 minutes of the show. So how can people get a hold of you on social media to follow you, to find out what you got going on, maybe what cities, if you got a book tour coming up, so they can stay up to date with everything you're doing?
They can reach me at they can reach me on Facebook. Friend me. My name on Facebook is Danielle God's Chosen Brown. It's Danyele. God's Chosen Brown. So that's how they can find me on Facebook. You can find me on IG and Twitter at Can't Break Me. It's CANT8KME. So if they want, they can also email me at thelioninthe.yard@gmail.com. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. It's thelioninthe.yard 2021@gmail.com.
Gotcha. And they can follow you where? Can't Break Me. Can you spell that one more time? You were talking a little fast.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's CANT, the number 8, the letter K, and ME.
Gotcha. That was very creative. I like it. I like it. With your book coming out, are there any, could you give me your two favorite chapters and why?
Ooh, that is difficult. My two favorite ones were, the one was Embracing Your Healing, and that is actually chapter 11. It's a 12-chapter book. That's chapter 11. And Trusting God, the Faith Fight, which is the 12th chapter. It's hard to choose because when God was giving them to me and he was speaking during the writing of these chapters, a lot was said and given to me that was really valuable. So, but those two, the last two chapters of my book, are actually my favorite ones.
Amen. Well, it is. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. And some of them were really tough, too. So, having to face me, a lot of us don't like to do self-reflection, but when God caused me to do that self-reflection, some of it was really tough, I'm not going to lie. So, but I'm glad he did, because it caused me to see me and what I needed to fix about me.
Gotcha. For anyone that is, well, with you, you know, kind of been a veteran in this writing atmosphere as an author, you've done plays and movies and skits and so forth. What is your advice for anyone that is just now starting to write, and if they're timid in their writing or in their gift, do you have any encouragement for them?
Yes, I am going to say this. Always be prayerful. I was talking to someone else that is an up-and-coming author, and I told her, same thing I'm going to tell you, be very careful, if anyone, who you share your manuscripts with. Be very prayerful about who you're connected to during your writing process. Don't have too many voices in your ear at one time. Always, you know, seek God first, of course, and be open to what he's going to say. Be vulnerable with God, and your writing process should be fairly easy. You will have your moments of, like, writer's block. I don't know if any of you experienced that, but I did, even during the writing of this book. Just be prayerful. That's my biggest tidbit of advice, is just to be really prayerful. Don't do anything without God. Don't release any words without God. Always, you know, seek God on anything that you put in writing, because you're bound by it once it's written. So just be really prayerful.
Amen. Any last remarks that you want to give?
Just that I am praying that this book will bless lots of people. I'm praying that you will see the light of the Lord in it. I pray that it will bring hope to God's people, and that it'll arm them and teach them how to fight and overcome the enemy. So that is my ultimate goal, is getting people set free, healed, and delivered, and made whole.
Amen. Well, it is the end of the show. I do thank you for, you know, making a special appearance. Can you close us out in prayer?
Yes, I can. Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you thanking you and praising you for this day and this opportunity, Lord God, to come before your people and to glorify you, Lord God. I thank you for Alicio, and I thank you for the KS Radio Show and its affiliates, Lord God, and I ask that you would multiply them and enlarge their territory, God, and continue to increase them, Lord God. Continue to bless their listeners, Lord God, exceeding and abundantly, Lord God, above all that they ever hope, ask for, or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Lord God, I ask that you would be glorified always in our lives, Lord God. I pray that you would cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you would cover them from the crown of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord God. Father God, and cover all matters concerning their lives, Lord God. Open their eyes to see you, their ears to hear you, and their hearts to receive you always, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you have done, are doing, and will do in their lives, and for the KS Radio Show, Lord God, and for Alicio. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen. And you guys, it's 2021. Salvation is important. I'm not a perfect man. I know the show, it looks professional, it sounds professional, but I am an imperfect man. And I'm just trying to make progress and strive to do better each and every day. And I don't want nobody on my watch, on my listenership, on my line, to end the show without knowing Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus and the departing of your sins, then this clip is for you. And again, nobody is perfect, but what we do know is the person who holds tomorrow, and his name is Jesus. And we put his trust in him, we put our love in him, we put everything about our being in him, for him to make us whole, for him to perfect us, for him to continue to have his way in our lives and even in the lives of our children. So if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sins, then this clip is for you. Here's Reborn with Salvation. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage. With our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have sinned, but today I make a decision to give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart. For your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross. And on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. And I received that salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now, and we're celebrating right now with you wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly where you're at. That's the amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
You guys, shout out to Reborn for that salvation clip. And again, I'm not a perfect man. My guest Danielle Brown is not a perfect woman, but we're doing our best each and every day to put God first, put Jesus in front of our steps, our thoughts, and even our words. And he has made us into the people that you encounter today. So you guys can follow Danielle on social media at Danielle Brown on Facebook and Kent 8KME, me, on Instagram. And then again, her book is titled The Lion in the Yard, Overcoming the Enemy, which will be hitting stores and digital platforms next week. Yeah, you got 7 days, so put it on your calendar. We all know what time and what day we get paid, so why not know what day our friend's book is released so we can support them without making any excuses or asking for a handout. Yeah, I said it. Stop asking for handouts and learn how to support your friends, y'all. They need our support in our prayers. So, Danielle, thank you for being a guest on tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I was glad to have you. I'm a little lost for words because I didn't think that this would happen. So I'm glad that you came onto the show to tell your testimony and share the information about your book, the title of it, and when we will be able to, read it and download it and support you.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much for having me.
Amen. Again, you guys, this is the KS Radio Show. I will be back next Friday, same time, same place, but I have two guests next Friday. So, yeah, I got a doubleheader, Sheikah from Rats Ready Productions, who is a worshiper, and the homie E2. From Indiana, who is a rapper. So, yeah, we got a bunch of music that will be in the queue. And, it's going down because it always goes down here on the KS Radio Show. And we just love to glorify God, have testimonies, laugh a little bit, fellowship, and play some dope music that you can't hear on any AM or FM station. You guys have a great night. You can follow me everywhere at KS Radio Show on social media, and you can click that link in the description to my Facebook page and write me a review if you are led to and if you enjoyed the show on tonight. Also, for those who would like to sow into my ministry financially, you can send donations through Cash App or PayPal, which at Cash App is the dollar sign, capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And you guys, we got to keep faith as a priority. We got to keep our eyes on our faith and our faith in Jesus. So with that being said, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and close the show out with Miss Gloria Shalom from ShalomSheet.com with Eyes of Faith, because this is one of my favorite tracks by her. And you guys be blessed, and have a great weekend. If you are going out in public, definitely mask up. And just know that God is able and that he won't fail you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Here is Gloria Shalom with Eyes of Faith. Check it out. And good night. We out.
From my beginning, you saw the road I would take. Nothing catches you by surprise, even with my mistakes. You came that I would have life more abundantly, so I won't grow weary when storms wage war against my soul. I'll see what you see, I'll say what you say, I'll go where you tell me to go. I'll do what you do, it doesn't matter how long it takes, 'cause you'll bring me.